Pharaoh today. Pharaoh Today is a series of programs examining subjects of importance concerning the Eskimo residents of Alaska's northernmost city as related by the villagers. In the following eight programs, this series will examine the coexistence of the subsistence and wage economies, the role of education in the development of Native leadership, community health and the problems of water and sanitation, and the changes in dental health that occur with a change toward a more anglicized diet. The place of Christianity in an Eskimo world, and the importance of the domain of the North Slope region to the residents of that area. We will consider the changes occurring in the social structure resulting from the influx of white culture and the effect of acculturation in a time of change in the traditional Eskimo world.
What do you think of Bill?
It's pretty far, jokes. It's good.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good.
What do you think of? What would you tell somebody when you think of Bill?
It's kind of dirty.
What do you think of when you think of Bill? Or can you describe Bill?
It's a big village.
What do you like about town? What place do you like?
The hut, polar bears.
What do you like about the hut and the polar bears?
Only places to go.
What's inside the hut?
Machines, cigarette machines, coke, candy.
What do you do in the hut?
Huh?
What do you do when you're in the hut?
Sit around.
Is there any other place you like in town that you can think of?
Emels.
What's in MLs?
Pools, candies. Same as I have.
Barrow is a community governed by a city council, which grew out of a traditional notion of a city council, but which was later regulated by state statute. Barrow is a fourth-class city with a population of about 2,200. The community, if you're not familiar with it, if you haven't been here, is scattered out over about 3 square miles along the Arctic Ocean. It's divided by a lagoon into two separate areas, a main downtown area called Barrow and a residential subdivision called Browerville.
We have population, say about 2,500 now, this time of the year, when all our students from outlying areas have come in. During the winter months, we were 2,200 among the Native people, not counting the people there at the base. And the count for 70 was up to 2,700, including the base.
How many that are not Natives live in Barrow?
Well, we figure about between two and 300, because we have the base close to us here that's manned by mostly whites, men, and their families, of course. And we do have the teachers here at Barrow that are running up to 30, 32 teachers a year, and what the hospital personnel, the nurses, the doctors, and... We have quite a group of white people here besides our own native population.
Barrow's favorable location on the Chukchi Sea and easy access to inland waters and tundra have made it possible for Utqayaving Miut to live in the area in excess of 4,000 years. Recently, residents of smaller villages such as Point Lay, Point Hope, Kaktovik, and Anaktuvik Pass have found the larger village of Barrow a more favorable place to move their families. The incorporated fourth-class city boasts a hospital, schools through the ninth grade, churches, stores, local government by a mayor and city council, and daily visits of a jet airplane and tourists during the summer and later during the polar bear hunting season. There seems to be little sadness by some for the loss of old ways.
Actually, we're trying to use more modern concepts of merchandising here. It's gone to the old trader days. I mean, Alaska is changing, and nobody is really on the old day where you bring in your skins once a year and settle up your bill and all that. I mean, it's a thing that's gone by, pretty much.
And today, we never use any more ducks. That we use skido that good for the hauling, the ice, and they go up to hunt in the center with skido. We always do that way right now, because everything changed now.
My dad used to go out the way to Meat River, all over, you know. But when I got to the age of school, about four or 5 years of age, I guess it was, our family moved back here to the village. And all this time, and they were staying down at Pearl Bay. Yeah, we had our camp down there. In fact, my brother's house is over there, and my two brothers' houses are over there, but they're down to the ground now.
Rapid population growth contributes to some of Barrow's health problems, as does the lack of any sanitation facilities or a central village water supply. Barrow people like large families and often crowd several generations into a one- or two-room dwelling, increasing the chances for contagion.
One of the major reasons why we have, I feel anyway, why we have these so many infectious diseases is that because of the crowded conditions in the houses, it's not unusual to have 15 people living in one house in a one wooden bedroom place. And if one person gets a cold, undoubtedly everybody else will get a cold too. This is undoubtedly the way that tuberculosis was spread, and only because of an outside influence into the environment was it controlled. Much of this also with the URIs and other things is with the bronchitis and the other infectious diseases is, and also VD probably, the population population density probably is a reason for the incidence of the type of disease that we have.
How many children do you have?
Oh, I have 5 boys and 3 girls.
The typical household in Barrow often includes a number of basic households. Their basic family units might be living all in one house. There might be an old couple, the grandparents, their children. Maybe some of them are grown. Some of them are single and living at home, perhaps. Also, some of them might be married with their own families living there in the same home.
The role of education in the development of Native leadership is critical, and Native leaders and school administrators are developing priorities for the education of Eskimo youth. The traditional 3 R's are considered important for successfully dealing with the white world, but pride in language, culture, and self are now becoming equally important.
The 3 R's are still very important, especially the oral expression of a child. That's the oral language we're talking about, and reading. And then we carry on with other subjects our teachers do. Social growth, health, music, and physical education. And these are the things that we have been working. And we also emphasize on the culture of our people. And we try to put that in our curriculum here to try to help our people to have pride in themselves.
Inupiat.
What's that?
Studying Eskimo languages and culture. Eskimo languages.
You learned something about that?
Yeah.
Don't you speak it already?
I speak it.
What do you have to go to class for?
I don't know all of the Eskimo words. Don't know what they mean.
What are you learning in that class?
Oh, I learned how to write a little bit and spell and pronounce them and say them.
Do you think the young guys, like 8th or 7th graders, should have the same class?
Yeah. I think it's good for them.
Many see the future of the North Slope Eskimo in a just settlement of land claims legislation. The land and the sea have always been the main sources of livelihood for the Eskimo people, who claim the land north of the Brooks Range, where they have lived and hunted for thousands of years, as their domain.
See, who wants to live up here? Well, it so happened that my people had lived up here from time immemorial and still to this day maintain complete dominion over these lands. One can come up from the urban areas, for example, Fairbanks, where the Caucasian is in control, and also in Anchorage, where Caucasian is predominantly in control. They're English-speaking people. Now, once you get out of those urban areas and then you come up here, you'll find that there is a different atmosphere because you feel that the Eskimo is the dominant person north of the Brooks Range.
This has been the first in a series on Alaska's largest Eskimo community and northernmost city. Barrow Today was written and produced by Roger and Karen McPherson with the support of the Alaska Rural School Project, Department of Education, and KUAC of the University of Alaska. The voices you have heard were those of teenagers, Jack Chenoweth, city manager, Magistrate Sadie Neokook, Al Shantz, store owner, dance leader Willie Silop, Dr. Osamu Matsutani, Mrs. Catherine Cuckfield, primary school supervisor Harold Kaviluk, and Arctic Slope Native Association President Joe Upperson. And the music was performed by Pete Suvalik's dance group. This is your announcer, Jeff Kennedy. Join us next week on Barrow Today for a program on Barrow Economy, Technology, and Economic Change.